This is a series of answers to questions from Katarzyna Kopacz, I hope I pronounced that right, who's writing for a Polish magazine. And she's writing an article about e-commerce and as a source of revenue for newspapers and magazines and other media. So, the first question that Katarzyna asks is whether we can definitely state that e-commerce is an additional revenue stream to the traditional digital advertising model. Well, yes, I think we can. I think there's a number of examples of publishers experimenting with e-commerce, not just selling things themselves, but partnerships with other retailers and affiliate models where basically you refer people to particular products on Amazon, for example, or eBay, and you take a small percentage of the sale. So the straight answer to that is yes, it is definitely being used and experimented with by publishers. The next question in terms of how much money media owners can make from investing in e-commerce is up in the air. You know, most publishers are not really saying how much money they're making from this. The sorts of statements you get are indicating that it varies enormously. Affiliate schemes, for example, tend to generate quite small revenue streams, but I know that affiliate schemes are particularly important for very small publishers, community organisations, things like that. So it's an important kind of supplementary income, but it's not necessarily the main income stream. One particularly important example, or one often quoted example on a bigger scale from a bigger publisher, is The Telegraph, and The Telegraph being the UK's second biggest seller of wooden coat hangers. They also sell a lot of summer hats. I can't remember what type of hats they are, but so The Telegraph certainly make some money from those, and they certainly sell a lot of those. How much money that is and how big a part of their revenue stream that is, it's not clear. But certainly it's more significant than it was. So the final question is it possible to replace declined ad revenues with online shopping? I think at the moment the short answer is no, for a number of reasons. First of all, you're comparing apples with oranges. Previous ad revenues were based on print, and they were based on a heavily controlled supply and demand. So to some extent, print publishers and broadcasters, for that matter, were able to set the price of advertising based on kind of the competition within the market. But there was, you know, it was reasonably well controlled in terms of the entry to that market. Now, when you move online, obviously the competition is much, much bigger and the costs are much, much lower. So I don't know if there's ever going to be a replacement for the revenue streams that people had in print and broadcast, because the barrier to entry, the cost base, is so much, is so different. So I think that online shopping can be an important source of revenue. I think it's likely to be part of a number of revenue streams. So the indications are that moving from print and broadcast to web business models is moving from one or two revenue streams, which would be advertising and subscriptions, to a multiple range of revenue streams. So that might be advertising, but also e-commerce, affiliate schemes, events seem to be increasingly important, subscriptions less important, kind of membership schemes and vouchers and things like that. I think there are going to be a number of revenue streams that publishers are going to experiment with, and different publishers may find different revenue streams more important. So, for example, the Financial Times seem to have made a relative success of subscriptions, but that's a very specific publication in a very specific market. It's unlikely to be replicated by publishers in more general news markets. Then you've got other publishers who are making a lot more money from events, an increasing amount from events. You've got business-to-business magazine publishers who are making significant revenues from selling data, for example. And you've even got experiments like Local Journal, which is effectively selling a platform. You've got About My Area, which is selling a franchise. So there are all sorts of models, and I think it will vary quite significantly depending on the type of publisher, the type of audience, and the competition in that market. So that's a very long-winded answer to your question, which is basically no, I don't think it's possible to replace declined ad revenues with online shopping, but then I don't think it's possible to replace declined ad revenues with anything online because of the low cost bases and the high competition.